Today is Friday, November 8th. LeMahieu is returning as Republican Senate Majority Leader. In a press release, LeMahieu says the top issue for Republicans this upcoming legislative session will be returning the state's funding surplus to families. LeMahieu of Utsberg served as Majority Leader during both the 2021-22 and 2023-24 sessions and has been in the legislature since 2015. The Republican caucus elected LeMahieu to the position during a Thursday meeting. The Republican majority in the Senate shrunk from 22 to 11 to 18 to 15 after Tuesday's election. A Wisconsin native NASCAR driver is being fined for skipping work to go vote on Tuesday. Seymour native Ty Majeski competes in the Truck Series and was supposed to be at a press event in Arizona Tuesday ahead of the championship race Friday night. Instead, he came to Wisconsin to vote. NASCAR is fining Majeski $12,500 for failure to attend the press conference. Majeski and his race team say they'll be contesting the penalty. Flags are flying at half-staff to honor Jonathan Brostoff. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office is investigating Monday's death of the Milwaukee alderman and former state representative as an apparent suicide. Brostoff was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly in 2014, representing a Milwaukee district until 2022, and serving on several committees. Following his assembly service, Brostoff was elected to the Milwaukee Common Council. Brostoff leaves behind his wife and four young children. Evers said Brostoff advocated tirelessly for his constituents and that he and his wife Kathy were shocked by Brostoff's death. A lot of attention is paid to veterans' mental health, but as Melissa Kay reports, financial stability is also a great concern for veterans.
Veterans Day is coming up soon on November 11th. While this day honors the sacrifices military members have made for our country, it also serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggles that current service members are facing. In Wisconsin, over 37% of service members find it difficult to cover expenses. According to recent Household Pulse survey data, members of the armed services are experiencing financial strain at higher rates than the general U.S. population. Over 40% of service members report difficulty covering their usual household expenses, compared to 36.6% of all U.S. adults, while over 71% of the general population stress about recent price increases, nearly 80% of military personnel share similar feelings. A key issue service members frequently raise is that their basic allowance for housing has not kept pace with the rapidly rising cost of housing.
The Vernon County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a domestic abuse-related incident. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Tuesday morning around 9:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that Nikhil Jermaine Bettis, age 44, was at a residence in rural Westby in violation of a $1,500 cash bond that was signed on October 29th following a hearing in Vernon County Circuit Court. The Sheriff's Office, as well as officers from the Viroqua and Westby Police Departments, responded to the scene in the town of Viroqua. No one believed to be involved was located at the scene. At approximately 10 a.m., a vehicle believed to be involved was located in the village of Coon Valley by an officer from the Coon Valley Police Department. Deputies and officers spoke with the victim, who reported that Bettis exited the car near the intersection of Anderson and Babcock Streets and was last seen on foot prior to the law enforcement contact. The Sheriff's Office has established probable cause to arrest and are actively searching for Nikhil Bettis. Bettis is an African-American male standing 6'1", weighing 224 pounds, with partially balding black hair and brown eyes. If you know his whereabouts, please contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or your local law enforcement. An arrest warrant and formal charges of felony bail jumping, battery, and disorderly conduct, all domestic abuse related, will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. Alert teachers might have helped stop a tragedy yesterday in Kenosha. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building.
Members of the Kickapoo High School student body will be presenting a variety show tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School auditorium. Various types of shows have been performed at the school over the past few years. This year's variety show is a fresh idea. Catherine Miller is the director of the event.
We kind of started after COVID doing an opposite musical and some sort of show on the other year. So last time it was kind of a musical review. This time it's more broad. We're doing a variety show, all vocal things though. So last spring we started talking about ideas. It's a very student-centered project. So the students put forth their ideas on, you know, maybe a theme, and then they put forth some other things that they want to do. So you're going to hear the middle school and high school choir perform pieces on the show, as well as over 20 individual and small group acts.
The theme of the show is Can't Stop the Feeling from the movie Trolls, but the students have chosen a wide variety of music.
They kind of have their own free range of what they want to do. So you're going to hear everything from Eras of the Crooners with like Fred Astaire and Ethel Merman, and all the way up to Adele and musicals and classic rock. So it's just going to be a fun variety of all kinds of music.
Catherine Miller likes how the variety show gives more students the opportunity to showcase their talents, which may have not been possible in a musical stage production.
Musical like is amazing. It's an amazing experience for the students. It's an amazing, you know, just opportunity for them. But also this project allows more kids to shine because, you know, musicals always have a limited number of lead parts. And so what I like about this is that the students have more invested in it and what they get to choose for music, as well as more kids getting to shine.
The Kickapoo High School Variety Show will be held tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Performances will be at 7 both nights. Everyone is welcome to attend and enjoy the great music performances. You are also welcome to sing along as well. Admission to the event is a free will offering, with half donations going to the food pantry. The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School will be presenting Grease School Version tonight through Sunday in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Grease is a successful Broadway musical that was made into a 1978 movie, which is still popular today. The story is set in the 1950s at Rydell High, featuring the two main characters, Sandy, played by Maddie Muller, and her love interest, Danny, portrayed by Grayson Banker.
It's a very different role than anything I've done before. It's been really fun fitting into it. And it's kind of similar to how a lot of people my age are. I mean, he's a high schooler, 17. I mean, he's that guy you want to be. So, I mean, it's been pretty easy to fill in that role.
Along with Sandy and Danny, many supporting actors and crew members help make this musical an entertaining production to see.
We've got about 40 actors and actresses, and then about 10 on our stage crew. It's definitely a big step up from last year. It's helped us a lot. Having that stage crew, you know, they're able to do things that, you know, cast members had to do last year with moving props around, moving the set around. So they've been awesome for us. And having those numbers, it's great.
The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School production of Grease School Version will be performed in the Richland High School Auditorium tonight and tomorrow night at 7. Sunday's performance will be presented at 2. Tickets are $10 for adults and will be available at the door. Wisconsin's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance and Tax Counseling for the Elderly programs are ramping up for the 2025 tax season, and they need volunteers. Whether you are a student, retiree, or anyone looking to serve your community, the VITA and TCE programs offer a unique opportunity to engage with and help people in a meaningful way while building valuable skills. The VITA and TCE programs offer free tax preparation services to qualifying Wisconsin taxpayers. There is need for help in several positions, including site coordinators, reception greeters, document intake, and income tax preparation. Accounting or finance experience is not necessary to volunteer. Those helping clients coordinating sites and providing tax preparation services will receive formal training, making this a good opportunity to learn about federal and state tax laws and the preparation process while serving the communities where they live and work. Anyone interested in giving their time to either the VITA or TCE programs during the tax season from January through April 2025 should complete the following steps before November 18th. Fill out a community volunteer information form on the Department of Revenue website and contact DOR's VITA TCE program coordinator, Juan Carlos Reyes, at juan.reyes@wisconsin.gov.